Now, we only have 15 minutes to take communion and to pray for our staff. And we're going to do that now. Praise God. So let's just sing Fresh Anointing. That's in our white book. And then we're going to ask our brethren to come and help us serve communion. So why don't we stand together while we sing? Is that 111? In the white book. Fresh Anointing. Praise God. Oh, you're doing fine. That led Jesus all the way to Calvary. That's where the Spirit took him. And he followed all the way. And it's Calvary that makes it possible for that anointing to rest upon our lives as well. Oh, hallelujah. As we partake of these emblems, we are remembering him. And we're remembering what he's done for us. It's as though we're coming right to the cross. Let's claim all that Jesus has purchased for us. Oh, let's claim our portion of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon our lives, and the grace of God to teach us to keep under that anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Oh, hallelujah. my body broken for you. Praise God. Oh, bread of heaven, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. It's come down from heaven. The living bread. A man shall eat thereof, he shall never die. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother George, can you thank the Lord for his broken body?
Hallelujah. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thank you for that loving heart that led you to give yourself, to give your body in our place, to take our punishment.
Yes,
Lord. And Lord, we come to you and we thank you and we want to partake and to receive life. Receive your help. Receive your spirit. So come, Lord, fill us as we partake. Lord, work in us. We just thank you and praise you for your obedience that led you to Calvary.
Yes, Lord.
Take all, all that bad stuff that we deserve. We just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, and my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It's shame gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to a home far away where his glory forever I'll share. Last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Jesus said, this is my body broken for you. Eat ye all of it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner he took the cup after he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for the remission of sins. As often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Tom, will you thank the Lord for his precious blood?
We thank you, Lord, that you shed your blood for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we might be cleansed, that we might be saved, saved to the uttermost, O God. Thank you for full and perfect salvation that you purchased. Help us, O God, to receive of your fullness, that you might see of the travail of your soul and be satisfied, be glorified in working your full salvation in each and every one. Thank you for your precious blood.
Amen. Claim it. Amen.
Lord, keep my soul from day to day
under the blood. Under the blood, take doubt and fear and sin away. Under the precious blood. Thyself my spirit fill under the blood, and work in me to do thy will under the precious blood. Very near to us because Calvary is very dear, precious to him. And he wants us to partake. He said, examine yourself and then eat. Bring everything under the blood and then partake and be renewed, be strengthened. Oh, hallelujah. This is my blood, which is shed for many. Drink ye all of it, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, my Father.
Thank you, Lord. We believe the power of the cross is working in our lives. In a greater way, as we have come together in faith, partaken of your body and blood. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure. Now, before we go, we just want to surround our workers with our love and faith and believe that God will anoint them for the work that is before them. God will bless them and make them a blessing. Yes. Praise God. I have a whole list here, and we don't have time to name every one, but we have our nurse, and we have those that work on the beach and in the boathouse. Why don't you stand when I name your category, okay? Ashlyn, stand. And the aquatics. And then Sister Liz in the boathouse. Then we have our waitresses. Oh, how we love our waitresses. Amen. And then our housekeeping staff. Who is on the housekeeping staff? Here we are. Praise God. Kitchen staff, we have our cooks, Valerie and Stephen, praise God, and their helpers and assistants. And then we have those that do the dishes. Oh, a thankless job, but God will bless you for it. It's a lot better than eating on paper plates all the time. And then the grounds crew, oh, you'll see them running around day and night. Come, everyone on the grounds crew. And then we have our counselors. We have our Sister Beth and Brother Sam Filancieri working there in the cottage with their staff of counselors. Can you stand, please? Thank you. And then our Sister Bethany Friedman and Lily Friedman and their staff of counselors working together in the village. And then we have our staff coordinator, Greg, it says here. Praise God. We thank God for everyone that has given themselves to serve God here at camp. We want to pray that God will really bless them and meet them. The Bible says that as you water, as you give out, you also will be watered. God won't forget you. And as you give out, forgetting about yourself, God won't forget you. God will pour in. Hallelujah. We ought to claim that, expect that of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Lord, I pray for each and every one that stands before us this evening. Lord, you brought them here. They're here because the Spirit of God has put it into their heart to come. They follow the cloud to Pilgrim Camp. And now, Lord, we pray you'll keep them under the cloud. You'll keep them under the anointing while they're here, Jesus. Day by day, in practical ways, we pray that you'll keep their heart open. We pray that there'll be a hunger and a cry for you, Lord, day and night. And we pray that you'll make them sensitive to the Holy Spirit and fill them with the love of Christ. Oh God, that as they do their duties, that they'll do them in a way that honors you, that you will have your hand of blessing resting upon them. We pray, Lord, for those that minister to the children, the little ones in the cottage. They're not too young to come to know Jesus. They're not too young to get filled with the Holy Ghost. They're not too young to hear the call of God over their lives. And Lord, we pray that you'll visit that cottage in a very special way. In the meetings, outside the meetings, times with the counselors, when they open their hearts, Lord. Oh, Jesus. We pray that you will speak and you will touch and you will minister your love. We pray you're the same for the village, Lord. We pray that you'll watch over each of these young ladies, that you'll open their hearts, and that you'll use these counselors to speak words of life into their hearts and to exhibit the love of Christ in everything that they do. Oh, let them see how much Jesus loves them as they see your love manifest in your counselors. God, just keep your hand over the camp. Bless every worker in the office, in the kitchen, in the grounds, in the housekeeping. Lord, in everything we do, help us to do it with all our hearts as unto the Lord and all to the glory of God. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the love of God the Father be with each one. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're free to go. As a matter of fact, you're encouraged to go, unless you're on staff, because there's a staff meeting now that follows our meeting. Praise God. Remember, breakfast for the adults, 8:45 tomorrow morning, and worship around the table. Amen.